Hello.
Hello.
My name is Rodney Gazino and I'm from Zimbabwe.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Chipo Basoko and I'm from Zimbabwe.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Joshua Alabi. I'm from Nigeria.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Joy and I'm from Nigeria.
And today we're going to show you something about sand.
Sand.
Okay, my name is Chipo and I'm from Zimbabwe. Actually, the process started last year when we came for training at Magnet Theatre here in Cape Town, and we went through with Johnny throughout the process of exploring materials and how early years is all about and what happens and getting to know each other, because there were other two countries also between Nigeria, Zimbabwe, Kenya and Cameroon. So we grouped into two, split out, and then we came Zimbabwe and Nigeria, and then we created Sandscape. So it was through exploring and learning and exploring the material.
I really, really loved it. It was so spot on for Thomas, who's just about four. We've been to a number of productions, and for me, this one was so spot on, perfect. It wasn't like overwhelming the imagination, just the sensory stillness. He's still playing, so he was inspired by it. He loves sand, so I knew it would be a winner. But it was just beautiful.
My name is Joshua Lavi, I'm from Nigeria. The training, yeah, was facilitated by Magnet Theatre and Helios Theatre from Germany. And it was basically about learning to create physical theatre works, earliest theatre works, and, using the body and imageries and symbols as tools for conveying, portraying, painting, and creating artistic works and symbolic things that are beautiful. And so instead of the usual theater, drama, texts, and lines. Yeah, so we went through series of exploration. Basically, a very huge part of the workshop was the part of object manipulation and material exploration, which was very beautiful. And that's what has made the performance very different from many other works. And because of its simplicity, its purity, and honesty with the materials.
I thought it was really good. I like when they were discovering new things with the sand.
I just loved it. I love the creativity of it. And the idea that you can take something so simple and do so many beautiful things with it.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Yeah, it was wonderful. The kids were engaged too. And they enjoyed it because it's so visual.
I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Accra Joy, and I'm from Nigeria. Basically, I call this an experimental theatre because it's something that we are not, it's not a conventional theatre sort of. It's not something I would say has an age bracket, because while we were under training, I felt it was supposed to be for people or kids under the ages of 2 to 7. But as we do the performances, we find out that it even appeals to elderly people, those that are much older, like 10, 20, 15. We even had people of about 40 years old, and they really enjoyed it. So I think it's just an experimental theater that might appeal to every age.
It was interesting at the beginning, as they started really slow, and then slow pace, and part of me is worried, how children are going to be, because you just want like excitement, yeah, and entertainment and fast. But actually, I was like, how it's picking up pace and how it's all unfolding, bringing the attention to the sound and to the rhythm and to texture. It's beautiful. I don't think you will look at the sand in a different way.
Yeah, one of the best. Very playful. Kind of like took away the stage and the audience, and it just made it one experience for everyone.
Oh, my
name is Lloyd Nyigadzino, and I'm from Zimbabwe.
And I also think maybe the issue of, I think we just had a comment. I don't know if you met them. There was one kid who said, I think this is the best show I've ever watched. And I want every show to have sand. So I think maybe the issue of not choosing words and running away from the narrative, trying to explain, and the fact, as Joshua was saying, how can we be so simple and show images that relate to the kids? The kids play with sand every time. But if you create sort of a relationship with the sand and with the kids, I think we see the gazing element, the cloaking, looking at them, looking at the sand. So creating that relationship, I think it then makes the kids get engaged and want to be part of it. And also inviting them at the end of the show to play with the sand. I think most shows, people were saying, it was kind of a closed door. You're seeing what you're presenting. But people come to the theater to see. So we've been showing them what they want to see and not really rely on the narrative and words, because I know all other plays are going to do that. So we try to just find a neutral route which can fully engage the kids into the play.
Yeah, you just found it like awesome. You loved it. Tom, did you like the show, my love?
Yeah.
What did you like about it?
The whole part.
The whole part. Yeah, it was truly great.
At the end of the performances, there's always an excitement. You know, there's been some moments of silence and people were connecting. There's a psychological reflection. There's a whole lot going on with the mind, with the head, trying to see pictures. And then at the end of the day, you just find out that, whoa, so this is the amazing thing that I had to see. So we all go with this excitement. We don't know where it comes from, but I think at the end of the day, basically everybody's excited, which is a major thing.